Shalom, everybody! Immediately after the unfortunate episode of the Meraglim and right after the ill-fated attempt by some members of B'nai Israel to enter into Eretz Yisrael against Hashem's wishes, immediately after all that, we are introduced to three sets of halachos which are, at first glance, completely out of place. First, we have the mitzvah of Nisachim. Nisachim specifically refers to the mitzvah to pour wine on the Mizbeach when certain korbanos are brought. And here, Nisachim refers in general not only to wine, but also to menachos that are brought with some korbanos as well. Then in our parsha, we hear about the mitzvah of challah, the mitzvah to remove some part of your dough and to give it to a kohen. And thirdly, at the very end of our parsha, we hear about the mitzvah of tzitzis. And this is the third parsha of Kriya Shema about tzitzis that we read every day. So those are the three mitzvot that we read about in our parsha after the Meraglim. And the question is, what are they doing here? Why would the Torah teach us about Nesachim, about Challah, and about tzitzis right after the failed mission of the Meraglim? This question is asked by Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. He asks it in the fourth volume of his Shemen HaTov, and he gives the following beautiful explanation. The Shemen HaTov says that in order to understand why these three mitzvos are placed here, we first have to understand how the Meraglim, the chosen leaders, these special people, how they could come to such a terrible mistake. And all of the Mefarshim discuss it. Rav Weinberger says that one of their primary mistakes was that they thought B'nai Yisrael's spirituality would be challenged and even, God forbid, fail once they entered into Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim and the rest of B'nai Yisrael were used to living a miraculous life in the desert. They were miraculously given water from a well. They were fed man, heavenly, miraculous bread. And they were protected by miraculous clouds, the Anane HaKavod. That's what B'nai Yisrael knew. That's all they knew. And the Meraglim were concerned that once they entered into Eretz Yisrael, things would be different. The Meraglim were afraid that without these blatant, overt miracles, B'nai Yisrael would leave Hashem. Maybe they would say, Chas v'Shalom, there is no Hashem. So the Meraglim reasoned that the only way for B'nai Yisrael to survive spiritually was to stay in the desert, to stay in the clouds, to keep receiving the man, to keep drinking from the supernatural well. However, that was a grave mistake. Hashem does not want us to serve Him in a supernatural way. He wants us to see the miraculous in the everyday. He wants us to recognize the miracles in the everyday. And not only that, the Shemen HaTov quotes the Medrash Tanchuma from Tazria. The Medrash there discusses a conversation that Rabbi Akiva had with the Roman governor named Turnus Rufus. Turnus Rufus asked him why the Torah tells us to give male babies a bris milah. If God is perfect, why didn't God create babies already circumcised? And Rabbi Akiva responded by showing Turnus Rufus sheaves of wheat, and he also showed him fresh baked rolls of bread. And Rabbi Akiva also brought out raw flax, but he also brought out beautiful, nice clothing. Rabbi Akiva said, look, God created the world, but He wants us to be partners with Him. Everything is a miracle. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem wants us to shape the world with Him, to change the world with Him. And that, says the Shemen HaTov, is what's going on in our parsha after the episode of the Meraglim. The Meraglim thought that B'nai Israel needed to remain in a supernatural world with the well, with the man, with the clouds. But what they didn't realize is that once B'nai Israel were to enter into Eretz Israel, the miracles would still be there, but they'd be miracles behind the scenes, God behind the scenes. It would be a world where Hashem wants the work of our hands to bring about God's miracles. No more man, no more clouds, no more wells, but there will be other ways for those miracles to come about. You'll have to work for them, but they'll be there. And that is why these three mitzvos are introduced here. The wine of the Nesachim, that's in place of the traveling supernatural well that you won't have in Israel. You plant the grapes, you harvest the grapes, and you make it into wine. And now there's not going to be any more man falling miraculously from heaven. Now you have the mitzvah of challah. You plant the wheat. You make the flour. You make the dough. That's in place of the man that you're not going to have once you enter into Eretz Yisrael. And even the clouds, the Anani HaKavod, the protective clouds that traveled with you in the desert, they won't be there anymore either. But now you make tzitzis. You make the clothing. You weave the tzitzis and wrap yourself in the protective talis. The miracles are still there, but now you are a partner in them. The Meragli missed that essential point about Bnei Yisrael's existence in Eretz Yisrael, but their children understood it, and so did their descendants like you and me. Have an amazing day, everyone!